Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Retropod is sponsored by T. Rowe Price. Are you looking to learn a thing or two about getting your finances in order, saving, and investing? Check out The Confident Wallet, a personal finance podcast series by T. Rowe Price and the Washington Post Brand Studio. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. So, here's a question that doesn't seem particularly ominous. What time is it? Actually, not that kind of time. Today, I'm talking about the time on the Doomsday Clock, the scariest alarm clock in the world. Over the past 7 decades, the Doomsday Clock has served as a metaphorical measure of humankind's proximity to global catastrophe. Every year, scientists and nuclear experts set the time after grappling over the state of geopolitical affairs. But the clock wasn't created by a scientist. It was created by an artist. It was 1947. World War II had ended 2 years before, and some scientists at the University of Chicago were worried about what humanity had done. A few of them had been instrumental in creating the atomic bomb that ended the war, at the cost of hundreds of thousands of Japanese civilian lives. The scientists were going to publish their misgivings in a new magazine called The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. The magazine's creators needed someone to illustrate its cover. They found an artist named Martil Langsdorff. At first, she thought about designing the cover with a U to represent uranium. But as she talked with the scientists, she realized that what was most compelling was their urgency about the social implications of nuclear technology. One day, she sketched a clock on the back of a copy of Beethoven's Piano Sonatas. It was a clock that would tick, tick, tick towards midnight unless humanity could move it the other way. Langsdorff made the clock electric orange to catch readers' eyes, and she set the hands to 7 minutes to midnight. Later on, she said the clock was her most significant design. It continues to be used to this day. Over the past 7 decades, it has ticked metaphorically between 2 minutes and 17 minutes until midnight. Why has the clock become such a powerful image? It might be because it was created by an artist who deeply understood scientists. That's according to Rachel Bronson, the president of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. After all, Langsdorff was married to a nuclear physicist who worked on the Manhattan Project. Or it might be the clock's accessibility as an image. The Doomsday Clock has become a near universal symbol of the dangers of the modern world. It's featured in novels and books and songs. And this year, the Bulletin reset the clock, explaining that world leaders had failed to address the largest threat to humanity, nuclear warfare. So the clock was moved forward 30 seconds. What time is it now? 2 minutes to midnight. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Lindsay Bever for reporting the story for The Washington Post. And for more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.